My name is Dennis Cronenfeld. I'm president of Society of Humane Friends of Georgia. And about 4.5 years ago, I was sitting with the sheriff and he asked if I would be interested in trying to start the jail dog program. And I said, definitely. And it took off from there. We're gonna walk to One Charlie, which is the area where the inmates who train the dogs are. And it's in that one because of some access to the outside where we put in fences for the dogs to exercise and stuff in.
How you doing today, Dennis?
Good.
Doing great.
Good to see you.
My name is Andy Garcia, and I'm in jail. This is my dog. Well, George the Yorkie, he has one eye. He's very excited, very hyper, but once you get him by yourself, he's calm, real nice. So he's a lap dog. He knows how to sit. He knows how to go down, relax, stand, turn around. He knows a lot of commands, and he's bilingual. He knows Spanish commands also.
What's this one's name?
Well, my name's Anthony Taylor, and this is Mia. She's a female boxer mix, and she has already earned her K-9 Good Citizens Award. It actually takes obedience and training in all of the basic areas. As far as she walks well on a leash, she responds to maybe 15 different commands. And as you can see, she's very attentive and very well focused, and she speaks. Sit, Mia. Sit. Speak. Mia, take a bow. Good girl.
I'm Deputy Martinez Perez. In this housing unit, we typically have 35 males that live in here and 17 or 18 dogs. We are the first jail to do this program. Prisons have been doing these programs for years and they work great. The problem with jails is that there's a really high turnover rate, so you're constantly having to train new guys on dogs. We found a way to make it work. And we've been very successful. We've had 215 adoptions in 4.5 years. Programs like these should be in every jail. They are a benefit to the inmates, to the inmates' families, and obviously the animals. The inmates learn all positive reinforcement, and they have a roommate now that doesn't care what they've done in the past or who they are, and doesn't judge them at all, and just is happy to see them every morning when they wake up.
Deputy Plant, sir. Would you try to pet Hector and let's see if he can hold him still? Would you go and pet him, please, sir, and see if he can hold him?
I'm Jeremiah Mitchell. I've had Angel for about 3 weeks. And when they found her, she was shot through the neck, and they found her on somebody's front porch. Animal Control came and picked her up, and Dennis did surgery on her, got back to health, and now she's just the sweetest dog you can ever – I mean, she's the sweetest dog in here. She doesn't bare teeth on nobody for no reason. If I was her, I'd bite everybody. But she, all she wants to do is have her belly rubbed. Most lovable dog I've had in here, and I've had about 6 of them. It's better to do something with your idle time instead of just sitting around doing nothing, you know what I'm saying, doing absolutely nothing. And you get to actually do something positive instead of just sitting there dwelling on stuff you can't change. So I love her to death. I wish I could take her home with me, but.
It is more than just the animals involved in the program. I have seen some pretty tough guys in tears after their animal got adopted. But we will allow an inmate to adopt his dog. The inmates sign a contract that says if they get rearrested, they have to give their dog back to us. And so that gives them an extra little bit of incentive. But we give them the dog, we don't charge them for the dog, and we will help them with food and medical expenses while they're getting back on their feet, because that to me is also part of the program.